You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Hyla White, the owner of Hyla White Special Events. Hyla is a luxury wedding and event planner, as well as a new business educator. Hyla, a pleasure to have you with us today here on the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing more about you and your company and your background. So tell us, for starters, what is your background prior to becoming the owner of Hyla White Special Events?
Well, my background starting off was in forensic accounting, and I specialized in family law on divorce cases for about 5 years. So it was quite a shift to go from divorce cases to planning events and weddings and being a part of something positive in people's lives. And in addition to that, the funny part of it is both my grandfathers, my maternal and paternal grandfather, owned businesses. One was a florist and one was a baker. And so when my parents got married, one did the flowers, one did the cake. And then my father started his business doing divorce cases, and so I kind of feel like in my blood, planning events and being a business owner has always been there.
Well, you certainly got an interesting background. There's no doubt about that. Now, why do you feel it is so crucial to create balance when being and or becoming an entrepreneur?
Well, I really think that creating balance maintains your sanity, and that ensures that your business decision that you make, you're going to be coming from a clear head. You're going to be coming from a healthy place, mind, body, and soul. And I really feel that when you own your business, you are your business. And so your personal life then tends to kind of bleed into your business life. And so if you're feeling good, then everything that you approach with your business, you're going to come at it with this really great positive energy versus feeling stressed and tired and all those other things that come along with owning a business.
Yeah, certainly going to have both of those along the ride. Now, what are some daily rituals to maintain that balance throughout work and home life?
Well, what I like to do is I create a to-do list at the end of every day, kind of what I need to get done the next day. And I put it in order of priority, what's pressing, so that when I start my day off, I know exactly what I need to tackle. And then if by chance, which usually happens, the unexpected occurs and you get thrown off track, I can then go back to my list and go, okay, but what do I still need to get done today? Make sure you eat. I kind of clock myself and alert myself every so often throughout the day to get up, because 6 hours can fly by and you haven't even, gone up to walk around. So that's really important. Giving yourself breaks. One thing I like to do is I like to step outside, take like a 15-minute walk, get some fresh air, step out of the office, really treat it that way so that there's that, because we are policing ourselves when we own our own business, so there's nobody really telling us like, oh, go take a lunch now, oh, it's time for your 15. So you really got to put that in place. And the other thing I always say is work out. Find some sort of outlet that really gets those endorphins going.
Great stuff there, Hyla. Thanks for sharing today. We are joined by Hyla White, the owner of Hyla White Special Events. Hyla is a luxury wedding and event planner, as well as a new business educator here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Hyla, what should your main focus be on when trying to maintain a balance when running a business?
Listen to your gut, because when you started your business, you started it for a reason, and you want to stay true to that purpose. I'd say when you take a day off, honor it, really truly disconnect and take that day off. I think another really important thing is knowing when to say no, knowing your own personal limit so that you're not spreading yourself out too thin when you know, if it's taking on another project or whatever opportunities come your way. And the biggest thing is allowing yourself to have a bad day. Don't beat yourself up. We're human. We make mistakes. And just learn from that.
And some more super advice. Thanks for that. Now, prioritizing and being knowledgeable of the importance of task is key to living a balanced life, period. What are some other ways to excel in your field while being an entrepreneur?
Oh, I am a strong believer in knowledge is power. If you don't have time to read a book, download a book, listen to it in the car when you're driving to your meetings, you know, listen to podcasts, finding a mentor. And the biggest one is learning from your mistakes, because if you take time out of your day to look at what you could have done differently, you go to bed smarter, which who doesn't want that?
And that is certainly, certainly true. Well, again, Hyla, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Really super advice shared here today on the program. Where can listeners get all the details on Hyla White special events?
You can visit my website at www.hwsevents.com, and that's where you can find out more.
You gave us so much advice here today, I almost forgot to ask you. I know you have one last final tip. If you could share that with us, we'd be so grateful.
Yeah, and that is, you know, when you start out on the journey of becoming an entrepreneur, remember, it's a journey. It's not a destination, and that your path will continue to change directions, and to not resist it, just kind of go with it and see where you end up, because your original goals that you set out to accomplish may or may not happen. But knowing that the path that you're on is a journey, that's what it's about. And enjoying the little victories along the way is very important.
Hyla, thanks for those closing words and advice. Again, we really have appreciated your visit with us, and continued success to you. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate the time.
And back at you, we certainly appreciated yours as well. We've been speaking with Hyla White, the owner of Hyla White Special Events. Hyla is a luxury wedding and event planner, as well as new business educator. And to get more information, simply visit hwsevents.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.